We'll call the January Administration Committee meeting to order. Ask for approval of the minutes of December 14 and December 20.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. No grievances, Nate? Moving on to department requests. We got Judy and Sue. Morning.
Maybe needs to turn on the bottom. There you go.
Am I there? Yeah. Yep. Wow. I guess I don't need to get too close, right? Okay. My agenda item this morning is the renewal of the current contract for the county clerk cashiering and indexing system. The original contract provided us with the option to extend the contract for five additional years, well, five additional one-year periods at the same rate that we currently are paying. And I did review this with the law department, and they approved. So I don't know if anyone has questions. Excuse me.
Do you know what the dollar amount is?
Yes, we currently are paying $4,800 a month. And yes. High, low.
What exactly is that software that it is? What exactly is
it? It's cashiering, indexing, searching, the whole system for the court records, the land records, all filings, oaths of office.
Okay.
Scanning.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think this is one that, how many years ago, Judy? 17. It was a locally hosted system,
right?
You know, like we have done before, where we have the servers and exchanges and all of that. And we went to this, so your monthly cost is more, but your capex is nothing.
Because we don't have to maintain the equipment,
right? They maintain the server, and as far as the access, internet access too. So,
okay.
Is there a motion to renew?
Second.
Any other questions for Judy? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thanks, Judy.
Next up, Nate.
Good morning. I have a reclassification request from Public Health, and this is a recently retired employee position that was a senior clerk, senior typist, more accurately reflects the duties. There is no change in money. However, as Jack mentioned in the last meetings, assuming the new contract is ratified, the numbers will change, but the actual salary difference between the two titles is zero.
We got a motion.
Second.
A second. Any questions for Nate? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. You got to know, we're not going to have to do that in an executive session.
We can do now?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So in November, I brought to you a memorandum of agreement with the Deputies Association regarding their dental insurance. And it was something that we were required to do to provide them with this dental insurance, and really didn't need an MOA to do it. But in order for some of the claims to get paid, we had to do one. In the course of rushing around to get that done, we made a little error, a little clerical error. So I'm just asking to amend it. And the amendment is simply, there was a line in the contract for the old dental insurance that said the county would cover the cost of that. That's not the agreement with the union. The union is picking up the extra cost of that. So we need to just amend that MOA to reflect that.
The amendment will reflect what we actually passed before.
Right. I'll make the motion.
Got a motion, a second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you much.
Thanks, Nate. Next up's Jack.
Thank you. I have a number of items for you today. Number one, the Democratic board for the county has put forth Colleen Horisky for election commissioner. And so we're recommending that appointment.
Second.
Any questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Congratulations.
Colleen's the new election commissioner.
Also, next we have the appointment of the Director of Veteran Services. Chris, Nate, and I have interviewed four people right before Christmas and had follow-up conversations, two internal, two external, all very good candidates, very well qualified, but our unanimous choice and what we're recommending for ratification from you folks is the appointment of Gary Smith. He is a current employee, veteran service officer. So appointment of Gary to the Director of Veteran Services.
So move.
Second.
How long is that term, Jack?
There is no term. It's just an appointment and serves at, I guess, my and your and our pleasure.
Any other questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Gary Smith's the new director.
Thank you. Insurance waiver request. So this is something that we have done with Parham Communications, Mary, under her contract. Because this exceeds $10,000 in terms of the value of the contract, we can approve a waiver of insurance. But when last time that the contract was awarded to Mary, we brought it to this committee so that she doesn't have to carry the $1 million liability waiver and all of that stuff. It just, for the roles and responsibilities of the job, it just, in talking with the risk manager agrees that it's not necessary. So we would recommend waiver.
Second.
Motion.
Second.
A second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. Next, and Cody Ryan from IT is here. I see him. If you have any questions here, but as discussed during your budget process, we discussed utilizing ARPA funds, and those can be restricted ARPA funds because it is response to the pandemic in the amount of $420,000 for IT equipment. And that's really laptops, docking stations, monitors. And the whole goal is to make it ubiquitous across the county staff to have laptops instead of desktop computers so that if mobile work is required, people can take their machine and go where they need to work remote. And during the budget process, we talked instead of budgeting that is an allowable ARPA expense. So that's what we're recommending.
Motion.
Second.
And a second.
I have a question. Now, is this on the funds that are restricted?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do we have to check with them to see what's qualifies for restricted and not restricted?
No, we have a pretty good handle on it. We've done a lot of communication and training. If it's response directly to the pandemic or broadband, sewer, water, those are the main categories. And then premium pay for essential workers. Those were the main categories of restricted funds. And so we would say that this is response to the pandemic to ensure that our workforce, because it has to be this pandemic or future pandemic. So in responding, since COVID's not over, but also for planning for future pandemics, the ability for remote work is very important to continue county operations. So.
Okay. I just didn't want to spend the money. And then they say, oh no, you can't spend it for that.
No.
Okay. I'm good with it.
Anything else? Kelly or John?
John,
I just wondered what the amount was. I didn't hear.
420.
420,000.
Yep.
Bless you. Thank you.
I just want to say that I think that is an excellent use of the funds, and that's what we wanted to use these funds for, to save taxpayer money otherwise. But I really am going to beg again that we need to really start moving forward on expanding broadband. I mean, I was just complaining this morning because my cell phone service went down. I didn't have any hotspot, and I couldn't download emails last night or this morning at the house. So if we have this equipment and we have employees that live in areas in the same position, the equipment is not going to do them any good. So we really desperately need to start working on a plan for that.
Yeah. And if it's okay, just a real quick update about that. So we are still waiting on the decision of the NTIA grant submission for that 28 million, 25 million with local share. And we keep in touch with STN. I think I would say within the next month or two that we would be bringing to you either a decision on that or recommended next steps, because we've been having a lot of conversations offline. So there are a
number. No pun intended.
Yeah, exactly. There are some steps that pretty quickly, once we hear about that NTIA, if that's not successful, some steps that pretty quickly you folks can take to get that moving.
Excellent. Thank you.
Go ahead, Bob.
What's going on with that Bradford deal? That's Bradford school deal. Is that part of that?
No, that's not part of that.
Because they were trying to get internet for their children.
Correct. So yeah. And we talked to Bradford, this was before COVID. We talked to Bradford about, is there a partnership? Because if you go just to the west, the Mount Washington Tower is there. So we've talked to STN. We've talked to the Bradford School. They're kind of doing their own thing. That was under the smart schools, okay, where all the schools got that money for IT equipment or broadband expansion. So we still have communications, and Haefely Communications is the main internet provider in that area.
Did they ever get anything going there?
They've moved. I honestly don't know how far and wide, if they finished it, but I know they were building.
That's over in Kelly's neck of the woods.
Yeah, over.
Just far enough away that I do not have it. I believe it's a satellite provider that they are using, but I don't know for sure.
Okay.
If they just that direction quite a bit through that grant, they came down to my farm.
Okay. Yeah, and we've talked, and just for your information, since we're talking about it, Spectrum, Empire, and Haefely all challenged portions of that NTIA submission, saying that they provided service there. And we've talked to all of them. It doesn't look like the areas that we identified are widely covered. There might be a few houses in those areas that are covered, but from what I understand from other municipalities that submitted under that grant, providers are just routinely challenging those submissions.
Well, and it's their false narrative on their coverage blocks and whatnot, where I believe I am in a coverage block, but there's no Spectrum service at my house.
Yeah, it's the mapping problem that the state views you and the federal government views you as served, even though it's, you know, a mile and a half down your road.
Yeah, last night on the news, there was a very brief announcement from Hochul, Governor Hochul, about broadband, and she referenced the study that they're doing.
Yep.
And so I don't know how that will progress, but I think it's positive.
Yeah, no, agreed. And updated mapping is very important, and we've been pushing out regular press releases on that broadband survey, and we'll continue our communications. That survey is going to be open for months, but that is where... and we did that before, so we're feeding that data to them too, but that's where someone, and they shouldn't do it from the county office building or something, because it's going to provide something that's not accurate. They should do it from their home to test broadband speed, or if they don't have it, they can do it anywhere and say, I don't have it at this address. But if they have it at their address, it'll actually do a speed test, and it'll show, and that data will feed to New York State to show what actually these people have.
Yeah. I think the problem is that a lot of people that don't even have broadband can't submit the survey that easily.
No, it's tough. There are abilities to do it by paper or some other things. You know, we can and will work with the libraries on some of those, but, you know, people can do them from their phones. If they don't have it, you know, they could do it from their phones, but certainly, you know, the people who have the real technology gap, that's a challenge.
Thank you.
Jack, when the pandemic first started and we had to send workers, employees home to work, we bought 150 laptops.
About, Cody, probably.
Yes, it was 100.
So does this money complete that for everybody? Are there no desktops anymore? Everyone is going to be portable?
No.
I...
So in terms of laptop to desktop ratio, with to include the 150 plus the 150 that we're going to be about with Windows 10 laptops. So we're talking supported right now. Windows 7 ones, they're going to be out the door and be replaced. We're about halfway through. So the initiative just started when, you know, the pandemic hit. When the pandemic hit, you know, we were just using what laptops we have plus, you know, supply chain and waiting on those. And then making essential workers. This is going to make it a little more, you know, widespread, and the ability will increase at that point. But we're only going to be maybe 50% at this point for laptop to desktop ratio.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions?
Yeah. What does the term ubiquitous mean, Jack?
All encompassing.
Now spell it. No, I'm just kidding.
Anything else? Any other questions, Scott?
No.
We got a motion to second. Right? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. One more item, and then I have something, if it's okay, just a correction. So the utility, as you can imagine, probably like you folks at your home, just like your car warranties, you probably get a lot of calls from utilities about, you know, saving money and those sort of things. We are under partnership with MEGA, the Municipal Electric and Gas Alliance, a bunch of counties, towns, villages, cities, school districts that jointly purchase electric and gas at a reduced price. But one of the things that we have been approached by a few companies about is audits for both utilities and telecom. Telecom specifically for 911 has been mentioned by these companies. Mm-hmm. And it is a matter of the ability to, it would be no cost to us, but again, a percentage, most of these, and that's why we want to issue an RFP. Most of these would be no cost, but they share a percentage of any savings that are found. They do an audit. I think it's anywhere from 3 to 5 years. And if they find savings, you folks recoup that both in utilities and telecom, and then the firm would get a share. It seemed like an interesting idea. So we just would like to put out an RFP and see what's out there.
I'll move it.
Got a motion, a second. Any questions?
Doesn't hurt to find out, right?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay. One correction, and then I do have a need for an executive session. Last month, we brought the SHI contract for social media archiving services, the Archive Social. And I asked to not exceed $5,000. Well, I just got the bill, and I was a little under, and so the actual charge for 2022 would be $5,148.39. I'll pay the difference if you want me to.
I'll make the motion to correct.
Got a second? Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you, and I do have a need for executive session for employment compensation history of a particular individual.
Brian, just one thing before we go into executive session, for the legislators that are here, I am going to be forwarding you an email that I received from the Village of Bath. They are interested in putting up what's called a fitness park. It is a partnership with the MVP that provides health insurance. And I sat through a presentation yesterday for approximately 30 minutes, and they forwarded that presentation to me. What they are looking for from us is part of our new parking lot, but I would like for you guys to look at the presentation first to see if it's anything that we're interested in or anyone else would have an interest in. It does seem to be very, very nice, very interesting, a good community health project. But I would like for you to just take a look at the video and then give me some feedback before we move into any process. The size of it is approximately half of a tennis court. So just to let you know that that would be coming.
Okay. Anything else for open session before we go into executive session? I've got a motion for executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We're in executive session.